If God is a king, then he owns me.
Oh, you guys are awesome. You said to me, that's awesome. He owns me.
And if he owns me, it means I cannot do whatever I want. So 1 Corinthians chapter 6, I think verse 19 says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and that you are not your own, and that you are not your own, and that you are not your own. We are quick to talk about the fact that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. What is important is you are not your own.
Hello, Saints. Welcome to another hopeful message from Covenant Family Chapel. In these times of fear and anxiety, you need a word that will uplift us. We need to remember the words of 2 Timothy 1:7, which says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Fear does not come from God. To come into the knowledge and understanding of such biblical teachings for these times, let's listen to author and teacher Neil Archiampong with a message of hope.
All right, so we will continue with our series of lessons on the 12 revelations for supernatural living. Today is the fifth lesson in the installment, 12 revelations for supernatural living. We are still on the first revelation, that is the revelation on prosperity. We found that prosperity is included in salvation. It is what? It is not something that you have to go look for it. If you have been saved and you are sure you have been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, then the scripture teaches that you are already prosperous. Amen. And when God gives something, we must do what it takes for it to manifest itself. For it to what? Manifest itself. So in our previous lessons, we have been focusing on the book of Matthew chapter 6, because there Jesus reminds us that kingdom prosperity is not the same as prosperity in a democracy. Amen? All right? So let's all read Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 from the Christian Standard Bible together. Ready? Read. "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added or provided for you." Seek first the kingdom. Everybody says, seek first. Seek first. So we understood a very important principle last week, that Jesus was saying that for prosperity and any success in life, it must always begin with a priority. You must establish a priority and you must live by that priority. He said, first. Everybody say first. All right. And today I want to focus on the other word, is the word seek. All right. So we have understood that a fundamental key to prosperity or success in any field of endeavoring life is to have a priority. Is to have what? It must be established. You must live by it. If you don't, people will help you, and they will put you off course. And the more you study, you would understand that Jesus was setting the parameters for proper prosperity. It must begin with a. It must begin with a priority. It must begin with a priority. You must begin. If you don't, life will become like lottery to you. You are trying things to see which one will stick. You must have a priority, and you must stick by it. He reminds us that if the child of God is going to live life, we must learn to distinguish between the good and the right. How many of you remember that? Many things are good. They are good priorities, but they are not the right priority. See, the enemy is not the bad priority, because we all know something is bad. We know that. It is when we are replacing the right things with the good. Jesus said, your priority in life is the kingdom of God and the righteousness of God. Anything outside that is good, but it's not right. Are you hearing me today? So once we establish the priority, we must go after it. So we're finding from the same verse, Matthew 6:33, the second fundamental principle Jesus talks about is we must go after it, seek, right? So last week's lesson was about the word first. Today's lesson is about the word what? Seek. Let's all say that together. Am I pronouncing it correct? All right. Seek. So the second fundamental key to prosperity and success is going after your priorities with all you got. He says, seek it. Go after it with all you. The truth is, if we set priorities and we go after our priorities with all we have, you will be successful. The problem is you allow lots and lots of things to distract you. Lots and lots of things. And today, I want to just focus on the word seek. Take time to help you understand it. Are you ready to go on that journey? So as a subtopic, if you want to write it down under Revelation on Prosperity and Salvation, Part 5, we'll be talking about what does it mean to seek God's kingdom. But I'll focus just on the word seek, and I'll make the applications as we go. So let's read the verse again. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things, what you eat, what you wear, what you drive, where you stay, everything else, he says, will be provided for you. So God created you to pursue his kingdom, not pursue things. Raise your right hand and say this after me. I have been created by God to pursue his kingdom, not things. You see, in the beginning, when God created humans, he gave them dominion. It is the Hebrew word mamlaka. He gave them sovereign power, kingdom. That's what it means. So God gave us dominion, rulership, not ownership. Because if he owns everything, how can you own some? We must think correctly. He says, heaven is mine. The earth is mine. Everything in it is mine. So you don't own a thing. He told Adam, Adam, stay here. Have dominion. Rule over them. Raise your right hand again and let's say this together. I have been given rulership, not ownership. Ownership is a concept of democracy. In the kingdom, we are supposed to rule things, not own things. To rule things, to pursue the kingdom, not pursue things. People are quiet. It's time for us to go back to kingdom principles. So what does it mean to seek first the kingdom? The word seek, number one, means to search. I'll use just single words. The word seek, it means to search. It means to search diligently. It is an unceasing search until the object of the search is found. Next week, I will deal with the object of our search. It is the kingdom of God, the righteousness of God, those two things. But Jesus said, seek first the kingdom. He says, search it diligently. You all remember that it was Herod who told the wise man that go and search for the child, what? Diligently. When you find him, please let me know. It is an unceasing what? Search. We must learn to search for the kingdom. Things will come to try and take you out. It is the object of priority. Set for it, set for it, set for it, but set for it diligently. The book of Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 13 shows us what the kingdom actually is. Every kingdom is its kin. Without the king, there is no kingdom. So here the prophet is saying, you will seek me. And I can take the word me out and replace it. You will seek my kingdom or the kingdom of God and find the kingdom of God when you search for the kingdom with all of your heart. It's got to be diligent. And this verse follow the popular verse we all quote. I know what I think towards you. Thoughts of peace, right? To bring you to an expected end. But this is the condition to that. The condition is, if when you seek me, and you do it with all of your. I do believe that a season has come
that the church of Jesus must learn to come to that place to ignore the words that are being spoken to us that is not true. In fact, in the book of Amos chapter 8, verse 11 and 12, the scripture says, the days are coming when there will be a famine for the word of God. God says it is not a famine about bread. It's not a famine about what to eat, but it is a famine about the word. Is there a famine about the word today? You will find that the word is everywhere. People are preaching it. So what is God saying? He said there's coming a time when the true word will be hard to find because we are all itching for the one that will make us feel good. But you are blessed that in this house, I have made a decision that I will give you the unadulterated word of God. You will seek me and... come on, read a verse with me. You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. That's Christian Standard Bible. If you go back to the regular King James, it says, you will seek me and find me when you seek for me with all of your heart. Let me read that verse in the Amplified Bible. Please listen. Then you will seek me, inquire for, and require me as a vital necessity. In other words, he's saying, when you seek me, it is as if you need oxygen. It's vital for your existence. When you seek me that way, you will find me. Did you get it? In other words, you are not seeking God just to show to some people. You know that if you don't get oxygen today, you will die. Right? So he said, search for me as if your very existence is dependent on finding me. So number one, to seek means to search diligently. Number two, to seek means to pursue. It means to chase after a person or a thing with the intent to catch. Sometimes we pursue things we don't catch. But he says, you have to make up your mind that you are going to catch the kingdom. As we define the words, we'll make application to the very thing we are trying to deal with. He says, Jesus said, I need you to pursue, chase after the kingdom. Don't do it just anyhow. Go after it. Search for it diligently, but pursue it. Go after it. With the intent to catch. Luke chapter 15, let's look at verse 4. Please open your Bibles, let's read it together. Luke chapter 15. Luke 15. Are you learning anything this morning? But pursue the kingdom, but search for the kingdom diligently, as if your entire life, your very existence depends on it. It's not a book thing. It's a heart thing. It's a matter of your heart. Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15. Here Jesus tells a parable about the lost sheep. And he says that there was a man who has 100 sheep and one of the sheep was lost. 99 was still with him. He ignores the 99 and he goes after the one. Let's pick up the reading in verse 4. He says, what man among you who has 100 sheep and loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open field and go after the lost one until he finds it. Until he finds it. Seeking the kingdom is that way. You leave the 99. You leave all the things of the world and you pursue just that one thing. Until you find it. Until... come on, talk to me. Until? So the 99 things must be left alone. And you pursue the one thing that is lost. If God says, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them have dominion. Everybody say dominion. Dominion. I already said it. That word dominion in the Hebrew is the word mamlaka. In the Greek is the word basileia. It's the same word. What it means, number one, is dominion. Number two, rule. Number three, royal power. Number four, kingdom. Number five, reign. So God did not give man a religion. He gave us a kingdom. He gave us royal power. That is what we lost, and that is what Jesus came to restore. So the Bible says, Jesus is saying, I need you to go after the very thing you lost. You are made to rule. Everybody say, I'm made to rule. But mosquitoes are ruling us. Food is ruling us. Many other things on earth are ruling us. But today, I say, but today, I make a decree. It is time we change our thinking. We are rulers. You must rule things. Come on, raise your right hand and let's all begin to pray. Say, Father, I thank you today that I am a ruler. Come on, everybody, lift your voice and let's begin to make that declaration. Father, we give you glory today. We give you glory. We thank you that we are rulers. And today we affirm that truth that you have given us royal power, dominion, rule. That we're supposed to rule our circumstances and not our circumstances ruling us. Amen. So number one, to seek means to search diligently. Number two, it means to pursue until you catch the object. So we are going to pursue the kingdom until we catch the kingdom. How do you catch it? It's when you are in it. Jesus said, unless the man is born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Many people supposedly are in the kingdom. But things are ruling you. When things are still in control of you, you haven't found the kingdom yet. You are supposed to overpower things because that is who you are. Amen. Amen. Number three, to seek means to study. So to seek means to search. God wants us to search. Do a diligent search about the kingdom. Number two, he wants us to pursue the kingdom until we lay hands or we lay hold on the kingdom. But thirdly, he wants us to study. To study means a detailed investigation. Now, the word study could be defined two ways. Acquisition of knowledge. That's not what I'm talking about. Because knowledge that does not change who you are is meaningless. And that is what is happening in many churches today. We know everything in the Bible, but none of the things we know is changing who we are. We know God wants us to rule. Is it new? Before I said it, you knew it. But are you ruling? So understand that the study here is not so much about just knowing things. It is about a detailed investigation and analysis of that subject matter, which is the kingdom of God. God wants you to understand his kingdom. God wants us to understand what? His kingdom. Psalms 1, verse 2. Remember that verse 1 is talking about, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. So he talks about the blessed man. He talks about the prosperous man. And then he says that this individual does something, and it's in verse 2. If you can read with me, please, shall we? But his delight. Come on, keep saying that with me. But his delight and desire. Are you getting what I'm trying to? This man has a delight. The delight is not in food, is not in earthly things. His delight is in the law of the Lord, referring to the word of God. He says, but his delight and instruction are in the law of the Lord, and on his law, the precepts, the instructions, the teachings of God, he habitually meditates. He ponders on them. So in other words, God is saying, I want this to become a habit day by day. So seeking the kingdom means I must learn to get to that place where I am studying it. It's become a habit. Not something I do on a Sunday morning. I do it on Mondays. I do it on Tuesdays. I do it in the morning. I do it in the afternoon. I do it habitually, day by day.
So number one, to seek means what? Number two, to seek means to pursue. Number three, to seek means to study. Let me complete the other verse that goes with it. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. We'll read that from the NIV. It says, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, and one who correctly handles. If you read the King James, it says, study to show yourself approved. What is important to me is those last words. Someone who correctly handles the word of truth. Now, the imagery here in the context is not that clear. But what we see from what Paul is sharing based on the entire context is that whenever you take the word of God is truth, but truth could be wrongly handled. Are you with me? So somebody can come and stand here and say, the Bible says, give and it shall be. Is it not in the Bible? But if you study about kingdom prosperity, we never give because of what we want. You give because the king deserves it. Then the king, in turn, because you have given, will bless you. So whenever you give and don't receive money back, you don't cry over it, because that's not why you gave it. Are you with me? But to simply tell people, give and it shall be given, is wrongly handling the word. It's very easy to wrongly handle the word. Oh, the Bible says that the women keep quiet. Let them be in subjection. So when the church meets, the women can't talk. That is wrongly dividing the word, even though that phrase is still in the book of Timothy. He says, Timothy, let them make sure that when the people meet, that the women keep in silent. But there are a few things that were said after that. Some people who want to wrongly divide the word and want to keep the women quiet because they are against the Beijing conference. I don't think that's what it is. They are just wrongly dividing the word. If you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, he says, let a woman who is prophesying, if she has to keep quiet, then it cannot be said by the same Paul that when she prophesies. Where is she prophesying? By herself? No, in the midst of the congregation. So she can't keep quiet. Therefore, we must correctly handle this word. Are you with me today? So Jesus is saying, I need you to study the kingdom. Make sure you fully understand it. And so that you can correctly handle the kingdom. Because these days, a lot of people, it's a terminology. You know, we are talking about the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is not religion, but our lifestyle is still religion. We are wrongly handling the word. You are not your own. We must correctly handle this word. Are you guys with me today? Correctly handle it. He says, steady to show yourself approved unto God, a workman who need not be ashamed, rightly dividing. The picture is simply this. See, if I gave you bread today and I ask you to divide the bread, you could divide it into two equal halves, or you could divide it into the half such that there's one side that is a one and the other side that is a third. Which one is the Bible talking about? All of them. Because in certain situations, it has to be half and half. In certain situations, it might be a one, a third, and then the two thirds. Are you with me today? In other words, God's word cannot be made up by you. It is what it is, and you must say what God's word is. So number one, to seek means to, come on, talk to me. Number two, to seek means to pursue. Number three, to seek means to study. Number four, to seek means to explore. To explore. And the word explore means to become familiar with something by testing, experimenting. And now I'm going to use a phrase that talks about explorers, or by traveling through it. See, when explorers explore a land, they travel through the entire land.
And what are they looking for? They are looking for landmarks. They are looking for rivers. They are looking for good places to live. So whenever we talk about the kingdom of God, which is the object of our search, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says we must explore this kingdom. We must explore the kingdom. We must explore its power. We must explore its system of taxation. It's not the same as that of the United States. We must explore its system of economics. You must explore its culture. God's kingdom has its own culture. Never equate any culture of the world with that. And sometimes there are people who are wrongly handling the word of God, and they keep giving us all kinds of ideas. Did the Bible say you are an ambassador of the kingdom? Did the Bible say so? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, he says, what do ambassadors do? You must explore that statement. Don't just take it at face value. Ambassadors represent a country. When they speak for the government of that country. So when you speak on it, be careful what you are saying. Does it represent heaven? This is why gossip is not an option. You are an ambassador. You must speak the things that represent what the kingdom, the original kingdom, is saying. It's already here. We must correctly. Every child of God must understand we need to explore the kingdom of God. We must explore its commands. We must explore its society, its economy, its taxation. Everything about the kingdom must be explored. Amen. Number five, to seek means to understand. This is one thing Christians don't like doing. We like just quoting big words, and we have no clue what those words mean. What is the difference between sin and iniquity? And my iniquity has thou forgiven. What is the difference between sin? Have you taken time even to find out? Sin, transgression, iniquity, three things all pointing to something that are the same. But it gives you an idea of when it's used. Because anytime you are in the kingdom, whenever you don't do what the king has said, you transgress a law. I will not correctly divide this one. Let's leave that alone and go on. We must learn to understand, perceive the intended meaning. We can pursue something and never understand it. How many of you actually understand the kingdom of God? We have the world's idea of the kingdom, but you must understand it from the pages of Scripture that God operates a certain way. I said God operates a certain way. You see, seeking the kingdom is citizenship. I'm trying to go ahead myself next week. But seeking the righteousness is the most important thing. In other words, lining up with the laws of the king. Gravity is natural law. Who put it in place? Human beings? Did human beings put gravity in place? They only discovered what God has already set there. So it is his law. If you stand on top of a roof and you decide that you would defy the law of God, that is unrighteousness. What will happen to you? You die. You die. Don't miss the lesson next week because it's so crucial. Are the laws of gravity limiting things? Yes. But there is another natural law, called the law of lift. When you look at birds, but through the force of action and reaction, when they flap, they are able to lift themselves. Where is gravity? It has been suspended. It means it is not everything you have to pray for. Because when you operate a law, that law must happen. How many of you pray for gravity for things to happen? Today, I pray gravity will work. Have you ever prayed that prayer? But gravity works. But if you don't understand the laws of the kingdom, you pray for everything. Jesus said, just make sure you are in alignment with that law.
Thank you for listening to another kingdom impacting message. Have you been looking for a place to call home? Need a place that makes you feel welcome and valued? At Covenant Family Chapel, our community is waiting for people just like you to find their way home. We invite you to visit during one of our Sunday services to discover how you can spread your wings in our friendly and reposeful worship environment. Visit Covenant Family Chapel this Sunday for our 10 o'clock service, located at 10307 Coppermine Road, Woodsboro, Maryland, to interact with pastor and teacher Neil Archie Ampong. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter, all at Covenant One Family. Call 301-696-8555 and visit the church's website at covenantfamilychapel.org.